stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spins all winter, bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Northdale Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stormy Daniels returning to the witness stand in Donald Trump's hush money trial this morning as the defense tries to undermine the credibility of the adult film star's salacious testimony about the encounter she says she had with Donald Trump and the money she says she was paid to keep quiet about it. The former president denies the allegations. The current president, President Biden, telling CNN that the U.S. will stop at some weapons shipments to Israel if it moves ahead with a planned widespread offensive in Rafah. Ascension, a major healthcare network, scrambling this morning after a reported cyber attack that's affecting 140 hospitals across 19 states. This isn't the first time a healthcare company has been attacked. Just this past February, a subsidiary of United Health Group, the largest insurer in the country, was the victim of a ransomware attack. In this case, Ascension hired an outside third party to investigate. Another round of rough weather hitting Georgia, Mississippi, and Tennessee today. This is ABC News. Victory Day celebrations in Moscow's Red Square, marking the defeat of the Nazis.
The display this year, even more boisterous, more patriotic. Observing the parade, senior military officials and President Putin. Addressing the crowd, the Russian leader struck out at Western elites, who he says are responsible for inciting new regional conflicts and inter-ethnic hostility to, in his words, restrain independent centers of world development. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
New concerns about guns in cars. An analysis of FBI data from the gun safety group Everytown shows that the rate of guns being stolen from cars has tripled in the last 10 years. Cars now the number one source of stolen guns. The interpreter for Dodgers great Shohei Ohtani now agreeing to plead guilty in his fraud case. Prosecutors say he stole millions. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. UW-Madison officials won't tolerate disruptions of spring commencement events by pro-Palestinian protesters. Wednesday email to students warned that the university will recommend a suspension or possible arrest, citation, or criminal charges for students involved in any disruption. Meanwhile, negotiations between protesters and officials at the Madison campus broke down Wednesday. The protesters' on-campus encampment was ordered removed by 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon, although it wasn't immediately clear what would happen if that didn't occur. At UW-Milwaukee, the chancellor there, Mark Mone, said some of the demands from anti-war protesters are legally impossible, but he's willing to listen. Protesters want the Milwaukee campus to cut ties with Israeli organizations and businesses over the war in Gaza. Mone also asked protesters to take down their encampment. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker shads you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Graduation parties are just around the corner. Do you have your cheese trays ordered? O'Galley Cheese has call-ahead cheese and sausage trays. Their cheese trays feature O'Galley's own squeaky cheddar cheese curds. Be sure to ask about adding fresh local butcher's meat. Get your orders in ahead of time so there's no worrying about it. Call the store at 715-283-4211 to place your order today. O'Galley Cheese, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to gradually clear out as we take you through the day today. Some sunshine by mid to late afternoon. Our high 63 with wind north to northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine. An isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible with a high near 70. We are heading full on into barbecue season. And if you want to try something wicked good, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Just look at her sitting there, sweatpants, t-shirt, and a comfy chair. Hair in a bun, one hand on a mug, and the other one's playing snare. To a George Strait vinyl day, yes, I know Lionel get her close, but I don't think she can understand just how far I've been letting my heart fall. What's in my head? She don't know I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. I bet we take our kids down there one day. She wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a fly. Overnight to paradise and late tonight. And I'ma put a diamond on her hand. She don't know I got some big, big plans. Side the same. Johnny Emerald Diamond on a brand new band. Asked her mama for permission and her daddy for hand. I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. Bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a fly. Overnight to paradise and leave tonight. And I'ma put some big, big plans.
She don't know, she don't know.
She don't know I got some big, big plans.
She don't know, she don't know.
Well, here I go, cause right now we're back in her hometown. And I'm down on one knee. I guess she finally figured out I'm gonna ask her to marry me. Got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. Bet we take our kids down there one day. And I know she wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a fly. Overnight to paradise and late tonight. And I'ma put a diamond on her hand. She don't know I got some big, big plans. She don't know I got some big, big plans.
She don't know,
Baby, tell me, where'd you ever learn to fight without saying no word? Then walks back into my life like it's all gonna be alright. Don't you know how much it hurts when we don't talk, when we don't touch, when it doesn't feel like we're even in love? It matters to me when I don't know what to say, don't know what to do, don't know if it really even matters to you. How can I understand the distance between a woman and a man? So tell me how far it is and how you can love like this, 'cause I'm not sure I can. When we don't talk, when we don't touch, when it doesn't feel like
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Duran Mayor Patrick Milliner, as we talk about the City Council meeting from last night. Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us. Well, we're going to go up to Tarrant Park first because there's some projects going on there and some things happening there. So we're going to start there first. First is the basketball court. That construction's continuing.
Yeah, the concrete was put in last Friday. And this, of course, is at the lower level of Tarrant Park. It's being donated by the Durant Sportsman's Club, along with some other folks that are donating some things to it. And so we're talking about over the next few weeks trying to get the baskets up and so on and so forth. Now, the one thing about it is I know everybody's expecting a real nice paint job on it. They got to wait a little bit on that because the cement has to cure so long at 45 to 60 days. So we're probably talking sometime in first couple of weeks of July or so on, when they'll be able to get the nice lines and everything painted on it. But a great thing for the city, being donated, everything on being donated and stuff. But again, the concrete's in and they're moving along.
Meanwhile, with the pool, we will start to see action in the pool because permits are finally here, and boy, we can't be building without that piece of paper.
Yeah, we had a little bit of back and forth, a few things on some of the building with the state of Wisconsin, but everything is in place. I think there's one little thing, and that's the pool part of it. But what people will start seeing next week, they'll start to see the footings and stuff going in for the building, the new bathhouse and everything. So the structure will be starting. So people, as they drive by, the one thing about it being on a highway like that, a lot of people drive by and they noticed it. And again, we'll be starting to see that stuff being put in next week.
I actually kind of find it ironic that the city has to have a building permit and gets hung up in zoning. There's, I bet you, some homeowners going, Welcome to the party.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, we got to go through the process too, especially when it comes to state permits and so on. But again, as we said, work through that process, and we're going to start to see some start of that the bathhouse and stuff next week.
Meanwhile, the folks that have been looking at trying to have a dog park here in the area may have actually found a pretty good spot just down the road. I guess that's 14th Avenue West or something, right by Tarrant Park.
Yeah, there's some property that's owned by the city. If people know where the softball fields are, there's a lot there that is used for parking, like during some of those games. That's actually what we call our snow lot. If you go past that down toward our well that's down along there, there is some property that's owned by the city. It is in a floodplain, so we don't have any other use for it. But they've been checking it out to see if it would possibly work. They've been working with city staff on some things, and so we're probably going to see probably at the next meeting or so. I know they'd like to come and further discuss it to see if it was something that would that could work out. Again, as we said, it's good to see some action along that that way. But next few meetings we should see some more progress in that for the dog park.
Talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning. Meanwhile, the administrator, we're working on getting our way through getting a new administrator. And that process has actually been starting to move forward, too. And we have a pretty good set of applicants so far.
Yeah, our PAAR search company has said that they have about 10 applications in-house at this point. Still another so many days here through the 11th, so we may get a few more. The council's looking at that we would have a session next week that we would start to review them as far as them and start to narrow them down to see. But again, I think originally when we've been talking about this over the last number of months, once we found out, you know, that we were going to have an opening with a retirement, that that we were hoping for some numbers to get in. So I think they're a little better than we were expecting, and that's good, because obviously I think the citizens here would like to have a as big a choice as possible. So again, it's moving along. Probably a few more folks get in here in the last so many days of applications, and we'll start reviewing those next week.
Also, the council did approve the SRO contract with the school district.
Yeah, as we know, this has been around program. It's been, well, heck, it's through 6 years. We are now going into the seventh year. It's a three-year agreement, as we usually have with the school district. As we know, we have supply a sworn officer to the school district. At the end of the day, the school district, the Durant, Arkansas School District, pays about 70% of the cost of the officer, and that includes, of course, wages and fringe benefits and so on. They get to use them during that period of time, and then of course we use them during the summer to help fill shifts and special events and so on and so forth. It's been a real positive thing. You hear from both sides, because there's certain things about having an officer available to the school, and again, it's been a positive experience. And again, as we said, we renewed that for another 2 years.
Also, too, at the next council meeting, potentially it could become an end of an era with the Durant City Fire Department and the Durant Rural Fire Department.
Well, yeah, we work together on so many different things with the two separate departments, and about the idea of going to what we call a fire district. The rural has agreed to move forward to come up. We're hoping at the next meeting. The one thing about it is at last night's meeting, we were a little bit shorthand. We had a couple council members who weren't available. So we thought it would best to go off a couple meetings to the next meeting, and also to make sure it's all been reviewed by our legal counsel prior to the discussion about what needs to be done to get us to that point. We have a good, hardworking group of folks that are involved with the fire department. They do great work. But the question is, it's just sort of the management and how we're going to put this all together. But that we're starting to see that move in that direction. And we're hoping to get something in place. And as I said, there's some more negotiation on a few things, but we hope to get there. And again, whether it's the first of the year or however it is, we'll look at making that happen.
Talking with Durant Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning. Also from Public Works, the good news is the new truck's here. The bad news is the number one pump at the lift station has failed.
Yeah, actually, good news, right? We've been waiting for the replacement truck. Of course, that was a truck that we had lost one because there was it something broke on it, but it was an insurance type situation. So we did get paid about $23,000 of the $40,000 for the truck, which was a good thing. The bad thing about it is we got the double whammy, which was last night that the pump went out, which is something that needs to be replaced. We're working doing some temporary things to get us through that. At our number one lift station, and then also that we finally did get in the press operation at the sewer plant, which we talked about before. We sort of finally got that done, but again, the combination of those two things is about $50,000 in work. Our maintenance budget for that's about $70,000 for the whole year. So here we are in May, and we've already burned up about $50,000 of that is what we're sort of looking at. So again, we will be watching our budget quite carefully in that area. But again, those things do happen. Equipment does wear out and it breaks. But again, it was sort of the double dose of bad news with the budget. But obviously, we'll keep on top of that throughout the year.
That is Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron. You're listening to WRDN.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum invites you to Prairie Days, a 50th anniversary cast reunion of Little House on the Prairie, May 10th and 11th at Villa Belisa Winery, Pepin. Cast members attending include Wendy Lou Lee, Dean Butler, Charlotte Stewart, and more. Have dinner with the cast May 10th at 6:30, and there's also a VIP breakfast with the cast May 11th. For ticket information, visit eventbrite.com and search for 2024 Prairie Days, Pepin, Wisconsin. It's Prairie Days, May 10th and 11th in Pepin.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Being stuck in a bad timeshare can be overwhelming, straining your finances, your health, and even family relationships. I know because everyday families call us for help, stressed to no end because of a timeshare they were misled into buying and can't even use. Some people even get second jobs or come out of retirement just to pay for fees that go on forever. I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help good folks out of bad timeshare deals. And our mission is working. To date, we've helped over 40,000 families achieve timeshare freedom. Give me a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free exit info kit. 800-995-2929. 800-995-2929. 800-995-2929. Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-785-1155. That's 800-785-1155. 800-785-1155.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Mm-hmm.
people stared. We'd make out in a crowd somewhere. Somebody'd tell us to get a room. It's hard to believe that was me and you. Now we keep saying that we're okay, but I don't wanna settle for good, not great. I miss the way that it felt back then. I wanna feel that way again.
Style.
I felt bad 'cause you missed your flight,
but that meant we had one more night.
Do you remember how it used to be? We turned out the lights and we didn't just sleep.
Remind me, baby, remind me.
Oh, so on fire, so in love. That look in your eyes that I miss so much.
Remind
comes up. midnight starts a hard romance, and 1 o'clock that truck is rocking. 2 is coming, still no stopping. Break to check the clock at 3, they're right on where they wanna be. And 4 o'clock, get up, get going. 5 o'clock, at Rooster's Crow. He's on his way, the stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, Mom, your daughter's coming, there they go again. Ain't going down till the sun comes up.
Dobie Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
My spare time and my spare key don't go to your front door. And I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk up, say hey. Family, when the birthdays come around, and don't act like you're happy for me when a dream works out. If I met someone or if I didn't, honestly, it's none of your business anyway. 'Cause at the end of the day,
you miss us now. You don't get to care where I'm waking up these days. ask how I've been at some party. It ain't your place to ask my friends when you see them out if I'm seeing somebody.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Ashley Cook, your place, 9:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. And this reminder, don't forget the Civil War reenactment going on throughout the day today here in downtown Durand. You're going to be hearing that big cannon going off throughout the day as well, with all of the junior high school kids coming in from around Pepin County. Let's run down today in history. May 9th. 1754, the first American newspaper cartoon was published in the Pennsylvania Gazette. 1899, the lawnmower was patented. Instead of having a bunch of goats and sheep in your yard, you could use this machine. 1914, the first Mother's Day was proclaimed by President Woodrow Wilson. In 1960, the public sale of the birth control pill was approved by the Food and Drug Administration. That made the U.S. the first country to use the pill legally. 1962, George Martin signed the Beatles to their first recording contract. Yeah, he did pretty well with them, didn't he? Yeah. 1989, country singer Keith Whitley passed away at the young age of 33. 1991, a cancer-stricken Michael Landon made his final public appearance on The Tonight Show. The episode ranks as one of the highest-rated episodes in Tonight Show history. In 1997, former Florida Representative Douglas Pete Peterson became the first ambassador to communist Vietnam since American troops had pulled out of the country in 1975. 2001, Kenny Rogers received a special Career Achievement Award from the Academy of Country Music during the 36th Annual Awards Show held at the Universal Amphitheater in L.A. In 2016, the bison was named the National Mammal of the United States. President Obama signed the National Bison Legacy Act on this day. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we're going to have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. We have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Farm Center and Provisions Health.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Milk markets are mixed. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk up 25 to 2043, July up 1 to 2002, August down 8 to 1973, September down 12 at 1963. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher. Hogs are mostly mixed today. Now, there's still some optimism over improved demand with strong product prices, and that is also still helping to support the markets today, but we still could see some choppy type of trade today. June live cattle up $1.15 to $177.62. May feeder cattle up 20 cents to $2.40.40. And May hogs now up 2 cents to $92.55. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat, meanwhile, are moving mostly lower. Wheat now is actually moving mostly higher in many contracts, as there's reports that three Russian provinces have declared emergencies due to severe crop damage. Now, the Russian ag minister, though, is downplaying all of that, but that has the markets for wheat moving higher. Again, corn and soybeans are moving mostly lower, as the weather forecast does have a little bit of something for everyone, including that open window for planting, and that's pressuring prices. New crop corn down 3 to 478 and a quarter. New crop beans down 8.5 to 1204 and a half. Chicago wheat July now up 3
to 637 with Markets. I'm Brian Winnikin.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight. So I guess I'm doing all right. Were younger, they thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right.
us lighting up like it's our last night. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with your baby laying right here, naked in my bed. I'm just doing my thing. You love it when I sing. Say it makes you feel like an angel. We about to get a little tangled. Shadows dance and light it up like it's our last chance. We're just hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cold Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama with your baby laying right here, dreaming in my bed. I'm just doing my thing. You love it when I sing. Say it makes you feel like an angel. We're about to get a little tangled.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends, and I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky,
you showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. This is where it ends.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Bailey Zimmerman, Where It Ends, 9:51. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Durand Fire Department Spring Dance coming up May 18th, noon to 10 p.m. at the Durand Fire Department. The White Sidewalls will perform in the afternoon, 1:30 to 4:30 p.m., and Bryce Tomaszewski's performing from 6 to 10 p.m. The grilled chicken dinners, those will be served from noon to 7 p.m. Again, the Durand Fire Department Spring Dance, May 18th, starting at 12 noon at the Fire Hall here in Durand. While some Georgia State University or Georgia State University administrators, they got a little explaining to do. And they're having to work through some mistaken acceptance emails. Oops! Roughly 1,500 emails were accidentally sent out this week to applicants to the university saying, congratulations and welcome to Georgia State University. But the applications were still going through the review process. Oops! And this isn't the first time this has happened to Georgia State University. Yeah, a similar incident happened 6 years ago. They only got one job, right?
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Treat mom to a delicious feast during the Mother's Day Buffet at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill this Sunday. The Corral Bar and Riverside Grill will be serving their delicious broasted chicken with baked ham, beef roast, salad bar, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, candy carrots, and more, serving from 10:45 to 3:30. For takeouts and reservations, call 715-672-8874. 715-672-8874. It's the Mother's Day Buffet this Sunday at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill in Durand.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Olson Farm Greenhouses has been working hard this spring preparing potted hanging plants and growing perennials and annuals. And the greenhouses are full of colorful blooming plants for you to spruce up your gardens, porches, and planter beds. Don't wait. Get to Olson Farm Greenhouses early for the best selection. Olson Farm Greenhouses will be open Mondays through Saturdays, 9 to 6, and Sundays, 10 to 5, through the end of the season. Olson Farm Greenhouses, Highway 10, Mondovi.
Celebrate mom with the Cottage of Durand. The cottage has beautiful outdoor plants and planters, hanging baskets, fresh flowers, candy, and jewelry that will make mom feel extra special this year. Call the cottage today to pre-order your arrangement so it can be reserved for delivery or picked up before Mother's Day. The cottage is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Fresh flowers and candy on any budget from the cottage, downtown Durand.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-611-2046.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-611-2046. That's 800-611-2046. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Colin Ray and My Kind of Girl. 9:58. I'm Brian Winnings. You may have just heard the big boom. Yes, the cannon just went off for the first time as the Civil War living history continuing today here in downtown Durand at the Old Courthouse Museum. And thanks to Terry Mesh for joining us, along with one of the members of the Minnesota Battery of Light Artillery as well earlier this morning. Thanks for those guys coming in. Also, thanks to Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron for joining us. If you missed the interview with Mayor Milliron, that's available now on our podcast at realcountry1430.com, and just click on the podcast tab. Happy National Moscato Day. Moscatos range from sweet to dry. Winemakers use this quite versatile Moscato grape to make everything from sparkling and dessert wines to dry and floral type wines.